Grace and peace, brothers and sisters in Christ, in the name of God the Creator and Christ the Redeemer. Just a reminder, on this Sunday, we will be welcoming Bishop Elizabeth Eaton as our preacher. So you will see a separate link, and if I can find a way to get it up, there's easily a file as well if you choose to access it that way. So I will look forward to joining you as we hear from our presiding bishop and hear her speak God's word for us this Sunday. I'd like to begin, brothers and sisters in Christ, with a word of prayer to welcome in the Holy Spirit and to give us strength on this day. Gracious God, may your Holy Spirit rest upon our souls this morning. May you comfort us in a time of challenge, of struggle, of turmoil in our world. Lord, we see that there is so much going on around us, so many changes, so many things to be afraid of, so many questions about what's happening in the world. Lord, we pray that you will bring good things out of this journey as a nation and as a global community. We pray that on this Sunday, you'll help us to see the presence of the Holy Trinity in our lives, the role of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to guide us, the one who created us, and the one who redeemed us from the power of death itself. May you bless us and keep us as we hear your holy word, as we feast in spirit upon your supper, remembering your forgiveness, and look forward to doing that in person again. And as we hear the word of God preached by our bishop of the ELCA, may your light now shine upon us as we gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And all of God's children said, Amen.